Welcome to the first podcast for New South Wales State Records Future Proof Strategy. In this podcast, we will be talking to Cassie Finlay, Senior Project Officer for State Records, about the new standard on digital record keeping. I think one of the first questions that needs to be asked is, why does New South Wales Government even need a standard for digital record keeping? This current standard is already available. Cassie, can you give us more information?
Yeah, well, there certainly are a range of records management standards that State Records has issued since the State Records Act came in 1999. But when we were given a recommendation back in 2006 by the Council on the Cost and Quality of Government that there should be compliant digital record keeping across government by 2012, we really had to take a look at the sorts of standards that we have now and whether they were adequate for the purpose of public officers actually implementing digital record keeping. And the conclusion that we came to was that we needed a standard that was a little more prescriptive. So rather than being entirely outcomes focused, this standard talks more about what you actually have to implement in order to be regarded as compliant. It was really meant to be a standard that could help you to either benchmark your existing systems for digital record keeping or build a new digital record keeping system.
Okay, can you tell us more about what the standard is actually all about and how is it designed to help public officers?
Yeah, the standard is about, I suppose, three main things. Firstly, it's about defining digital records that your organisation needs to make and keep. Then it's about setting up digital record keeping systems that have certain minimum functionalities and record keeping metadata in them. And lastly, it's about managing the information that you have about those systems, in particular the metadata in them, so that they can be the most efficient and effective systems for current business, and you can manage them more effectively down the track, for example, when you have to migrate them. For those of you that might not be as familiar with the concept of metadata, that's information that we keep about records. So it might be titled, unique identifier, or perhaps information about a record-keeping process like disposal. Who did the disposal, when did it occur, and so on. So that's what the standard is about. We believe that it will help public officers in several ways. By ensuring that they have compliant systems, they will be able to rely on digital records that have integrity and that will stand the test of time and will certainly stand up to scrutiny by outside bodies or the legal system, for example. So they'll be managing risk. Secondly, they'll be able to reuse information that they've captured and maintained in digital record keeping systems and achieve business efficiencies that way. I think the standard also will assist public officers to deal with what we've seen in recent years with the information explosion. So all those unstructured documents and records on network drives and so on, emails and inboxes, the volumes are really getting out of control. But by implementing digital record keeping, public officers will be able to delete and tidy up some of those repositories. And lastly, it's also about establishing systems now that can keep digital records that will last long term, because of course many government public officers need to maintain records over quite long periods of time, and even in some cases permanently as state archives. So by creating quality records now with minimum metadata, we'll be able to achieve those long-term goals as well.
For the sake of everyone who's not sure if this standard applies to them, can you give us an outline of what a digital record actually is?
Yeah, the standard defines a digital record as digital information captured at a specific point in time that is kept as evidence of business activity. A digital record might be an email, a web page, a digital photograph, digital audio file like this one, a GIS file. Could even be a database, a collection of fields from a database that has been saved to demonstrate a certain transaction carried out in the database. Importantly, this standard does also cover digital records in the form of scanned images. because of course many public officers are now scanning a lot of paper, such as incoming correspondence, and destroying paper originals in accordance with GDO 24. So this standard is designed to provide the framework for the management of all of those types of records.
Okay, that definition seems to cover a lot of bases. But does this new standard apply to all public officers?
No, in fact it doesn't, in that some public officers have paper-based record-keeping strategies, such as print and file. They are often very small public officers with very few staff and with no real business need to move to digital record-keeping. So for those public officers, they can simply carry on as they are now, and they will not be required to demonstrate compliance with this standard. The standard in no way requires any public office to move from a paper-based record-keeping strategy, if that's what works for them, to digital record-keeping. So for those public officers, however, for those public officers that do want to move from paper-based records to digital record-keeping, they should use the standard as a benchmarking tool.
So if you're not currently practicing digital record keeping because there's no need within your organisation, you can continue with practices such as print and file. So far we've established what a digital record is. Cathy, can you outline exactly what is digital record keeping and hence what is a digital record keeping system?
Yeah, digital record keeping is all about routinely saving digital records into systems where they can be managed properly and made available as needed. It's about all the sort of traditional records management techniques such as control, access and disposal. A digital record keeping system is a system that captures and manages digital records. The standard defines a digital record keeping system as being one of three types. First, a business system that has certain record keeping functionality built into it. So, for example, a case management system that has the minimum functionality and metadata from the standard. Second, a business system like a case management system or perhaps a web content management system that has been linked to or integrated with an EDRMS or other information asset management system. Thirdly, a digital record keeping system could be in the form of an EDRMS or information asset management system on its own that's being used to capture and manage digital records from authoring applications like Word and PowerPoint and so on.
And so I guess the standard fits into all of this by setting requirements. Can you tell us about the structure of the standard and how that structure differs a bit from the other standards released by State Records?
Yeah, the standard consists of three sections. First section is called Digital Record Keeping System Functionality. It's also the section that contains the requirements around defining digital records. The second section is called Record Keeping Metadata, and that's the section that defines the point of capture metadata and process metadata that are minimum requirements for the standard. And the third section is called Metadata Management, and that's the section that contains requirements to do with creating mappings between your digital record keeping systems and the standards requirements. It is different from our other standards, but I think it also complements our other standards. As I mentioned earlier, this one is more prescriptive and more designed to be a tool that you can either design systems with or simply confirm the compliance of your existing systems with. It helps you achieve some of the outcomes that are in standards like full and accurate records.
I imagine for many public officers that the thought of trying to make all of their systems compliant with the standard, it's a bit of a source of frustration. Is there any advice that you can offer them?
Well, firstly, I should say that not necessarily all systems will have to comply with this standard. The idea that you have to define digital records, and there's that requirement in the standard to do that, means that you might find some business systems in your organisation for which there are no record-keeping requirements. But what we're trying to get at is that for some there will be, and those are the systems that will need to comply. As far as working towards overall compliance, I guess I would offer a roadmap that takes into account the compliance requirements that we've included in the compliance timetable. First, look at what are your high-risk business processes. And to do that, you can use documentary sources such as your functional disposal authority, perhaps a vital records register, any audit reports that highlight record-keeping issues, annual report, and so on. You can also use interviews, so with your risk manager, line managers, the CEO, if you can get to him or her, and legal staff, really to arrive at an agreed, organisationally agreed set of high-risk business processes that you'll focus on. Next, define the digital records that the organisation wishes to make and keep for those processes. And there are a few resources that can be helpful here. I'd certainly recommend looking at the State Records DIRCS manual available on our website, and in particular Step C, the Identification of Record Keeping Requirements. And also there's an excellent Australian Standard on Work Process Analysis for Record Keeping, which provides information about breaking down a process to really see where the essential record keeping points are. Next in the roadmap, it's assessing system functionality and bridging the gaps. So where you've identified that there is a need to keep a record, say, of a web page every time it changes, how is that happening now? If it's not, is there a need to perhaps implement a technological solution such as integrating the web content management system into your EDRMS so that every time that page changes, that record can be kept? There may be other strategies that are not technological, such as business rules or training for staff on, for example, which emails they need to save. And lastly, once any adjustments have been made to systems, it's important to ensure that the record-keeping metadata being kept in those systems is mapped to the minimum requirements of the standard. That documentation will provide very useful information for managing the system over time, particularly when it comes time for migration.
Is there a time frame for public officers to demonstrate their compliance with the standard? You mentioned earlier that the Council on the Cost and Quality of Government report from 2006 recommended compliant digital record keeping by 2012.
That's right. So 2012 is the date at the end of the compliance timetable that we've issued. The first date, however, is 30th of June 2009. By then, we expect that public officers use the requirements of the standard to configure and implement any new systems that will need to keep digital records, whether they are business systems or EDRMS-style systems. Also by 30th of June 2009, we want to make sure that all public officers are disposing of record-keeping metadata in accordance with the requirements of the Act and with the requirements of the various disposal authorities. Record-keeping metadata is a record in itself, so it needs to be maintained and disposed of lawfully. By 30th of June 2011, we've included a requirement which hopefully will set public officers well on the path to ultimate compliance by 2012, but we're doing it in a common sense way in that we're focusing on those high-risk business processes. So by 30th of June 2011, you should have defined which processes are high-risk for your organisation and within those what are the digital records that your organisation needs to make and keep. The last deadline is 30th of June 2012, and this is where you'll need to demonstrate that those digital records that you've defined for high-risk business processes are being kept in systems that comply with the minimum requirements of the standard.
Lastly, State Records, I hear, have set up a new future-proof blog. Can you tell us briefly a little bit about the blog and how it can help public officers?
Yeah, we've got a dedicated website for our digital record strategy, Futureproof, and it includes a blog that is, I suppose we've envisaged it as a repository of knowledge. So it's a place where people who are implementing digital record keeping projects, whether it's rolling out an EDRMS, defining record keeping metadata, looking at long-term preservation issues, can share knowledge and learnings with other public officers. We've often seen in the past that one public officer is implementing a system and coming up with issues that are very much like another public officer or a group of public officers, and so we'd really like to connect those people, and hopefully this blog will be a place that you can do that. So go on and have a look at the blog, and you can see the sorts of threads that have already been started. You have the opportunity either to comment on an existing thread or start your own. We have a set of principles of participation that will give you the information about the conditions for getting involved in the blog.
I've been speaking today with Cathy Finlay, Senior Project Officer from State Records. Cathy, thanks for your time.
Thank you.